Well, you come down Melbourne Road towards Geelong on the weekend now, and there's just so many boats and caravans and tinnies and people heading towards the coast, which we love. But the Great Ocean Road tourism has been hit as well during COVID. Their general manager, Liz Price, is on the phone as we talk this morning about getting people back to our beautiful coast here in Geelong and the Surf Coast. Hello, Liz.
Hi, Millie. How are you?
We're very well indeed. Thanks for joining us this morning. We all know it's been tough for Geelong and the Surf Coast everywhere, really, during COVID. How hard was the Great Ocean Road regional tourism hit?
It has been a pretty tough time, Millie. That really, we started to see the effects of COVID right back in February when we saw, you know, we normally do very, very well over Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
And we started to see visitors cancelling pretty highly.
Yeah,
right. And from that time on, really, businesses have been really struggling. Accommodation specifically, so some of our cafes and restaurants and retails did an amazing job to pivot and try to provide deliveries and takeaways for locals. But for the accommodation sector, quite specifically in events, there was absolutely no way to pivot. So those people really haven't had much business since end of February, early March.
Yeah.
Many events were cancelled, and those events are really great for filling the region. So, it has been a really challenging time.
Yeah.
Liz, in the last couple of weeks with Melbourne starting to open up and regional Victoria as well, are you noticing people are coming back to the Great Ocean Road?
Yes, Hayden, we've had a bit of optimism, especially when the sun comes out, but we are seeing people starting to come back. We're starting to see, even with Melbourne opening, some of the non-permanent residents relocating. They can work from anywhere now. We've all demonstrated that.
Yeah.
So we've had some of them coming back and living down here more permanently, and really some wonderful people out of Geelong coming down to the region and frequenting businesses and really helping.
Is it fair to say, Liz, that this time around, we'll get to the push that you're doing in just a sec with your fantastic idea, but is it fair to say you're hoping to open up the region of tourism rather than just people coming to the Great Ocean Road for the 12 Apostles?
Most definitely, Millie. The region actually goes from Torquay all the way to the South Australian border. It's not just the coast, it's that amazing hinterland as well. So we're really hoping that people will start to think that they might have been maybe to Torquay, maybe to the 12 Apostles before, but there's so many other parts that they can really start exploring. You know, you might have been to Erskine Falls, but have you been to Stevenson's? Have you been to Hopkins?
Yeah.
You might have been to the 12 A's, but have you been to the Bay of Islands? So really that's what we're trying to hope, that people can really start really exploring our own backyard.
And what are you doing with the push with the postcards, Liz?
So the postcard idea was really to encourage our community to get behind us, recognise how important tourism is to the region, and encourage them to invite their friends and family back into the region as well. And maybe to invite them to sleep over and have an overnight stay.
Yeah.
We're often challenged, and a lot of people try to do the region in just a day.
Yeah.
So the idea is invite them for a sleepover, get them to stay in the region, or maybe all of you go and stay somewhere else and explore what we have in the region.
So what did you do, Liz? You sent a pack of postcards to a lot of people in the region. What were they for? What were you encouraging people to do?
So the pack went to every household across the 6 local government areas in our region.
Yep.
And asking them that they each included 4 postcards, and asking them to send those postcards out to 4 of their friends or family, and inviting them to come back to the region and come and stay in the region and explore the region with them.
I love it. Absolutely
idea.
Love it. And I love that you called the 12 Apostles the 12 A's a minute ago too. That was pretty cool. That's the new name for it.
Call them the Rock.
No, that's the new name for it. All right, look, it's a wonderful thing. We're trying to encourage people back to the region. These postcards are a fantastic idea. And is there a website people can go to in Geelong if there are other areas that we haven't explored along the Great Ocean Road, as you said, that they might want to take some trips with family members that come? How can they get a hold of it?
So visit greatoceanroad.org.au has lots of inspiration for road trips, for girls' weekends away, for places the blokes can go fishing, anything you're looking for that'll help you explore the whole region.
Love it.
Beautiful.
We'll put all of those links under the Morning Crew section on our website at bay939.com.au. Liz, thanks so much for chatting with us today. We'll catch up with you soon.
Terrific. Thanks, Hayden.
Liz Price, General Manager of the Great Ocean Road Tourism, and all the info on the Morning Crew page about 10 this morning, 16 past 7 at Bay 93.9.